A poll by Siena College finds that more New Yorkers would like to see the state Senate controlled by the Democrats than by the Republican Party, which is currently in power. Siena's Steve Greenberg says in a state where Democrats increasingly outnumber Republicans now by a 2-to-1 margin, the numbers aren't surprising.
This is a state where 49% of the enrolled voters are Democrats, only 25% of the enrolled voters are Republicans. So naturally, when we ask voters, who do you want to see? Which party do you want to see in control of the state Senate next year? A majority of them say Democrats.
The head of the Senate Democrats' election effort, Senator Mike Gianaris, is encouraged by the poll. It shows overall 16% more New Yorkers want Democrats in the Senate, and he says among women, the split is even higher, with 30% more women favoring a Democratic-led state Senate. And he predicts that the Republicans' days are numbered.
They are throwing the kitchen sink at us, but they cannot stop the wave of demographics that are coming down on them, because it is a Democratic in a presidential year. We have terrific candidates running, and we will have enough resources to compete in all the districts we need to.
Senate Republicans, in a statement, called the poll numbers anemic. The GOP Senate Election Committee reports they have $5.4 million in their campaign war chest, compared to the Democrats' mere $750,000. Democrats are also in debt by nearly $1.5 million. Senate GOP spokesman Scott Reif says that is not a winning formula. Gianaris says Democrats have been outspent in the past and won. And he says, oddly enough, in the previous election cycles, the party that spent the most money has ended up in the minority in the Senate.
It's ironic, but the party that has spent the most has actually lost seats, which is not to say I'd rather spend less money. It just means that it's not dispositive of the results on election day.
Greenberg with Siena says it's difficult to determine from the poll numbers which party will be successful in the Senate. He says the survey does not take into account Democrats who say they want a Democratic-controlled Senate, then vote for an incumbent Senate Republican who is popular in the district, as often occurs.
This is not a question that is going to help us read the tea leaves as to which party is going to control the Senate next year. This is a statewide sentiment, but we elect senators district by district.
And even if Democrats did pick up a bare majority of seats in November, they'd still have to contend with four members of the Independent Democratic Conference. They've often voted with the Republicans. Greenberg says the different factions could produce fireworks after the elections.
We may potentially have a very interesting fight in November, December to see who becomes the majority leader come January.
The Senate GOP counts the independent Democrats as allies and says Democrats would need to actually turn 8 seats in order to achieve a majority in the chamber. Senator Gianaris says he hopes if the Democrats do win a majority of seats, that other Democratic senators would put petty personal politics aside so all could work together. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.